down the road on a bridge with his fishing pole. There's a soldier hugging his dad after getting home. There's a man in his overalls plowing across his piece of ground. You don't have to look far, all you gotta do is look around. This is NRA country, we love the stars and stripes. This is NRA country, we love the outdoor life. We hunt and fish and teach our kids not to live life in a hurry. It's where I was raised, this is NRA.
Welcome back. Thanks for riding through the break. Join us here at the campfire on this beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray I, here with the Matty G, and Bill Cooper's in the house, in the studio. Yes, indeed. Greg Long, Damon Spurgeon's joining us here in the studio. Having a great Saturday morning. Got a great show lineup. A lot of fun. We get into the next hour. I'll give you a little update on who's going to be coming up in the next hour. I'm trying to break it up into hourly. First hour, who's on the show, and second hour, much easier to do. And, oh, just joining, we've got a special guest coming on. We're going to talk a little bit about the Conservation Federation. We've got a little intro. Let's do this little intro here before we introduce our next guest.
I can still remember the smell of fresh oil from my granddaddy's duck gun. And not getting a wink of sleep, waiting for the morning to come. And then there's the time my dad and I went a line down at Lake. Where he taught me to tie this knot that I still use today. These are the memories that mean so much to me. Spending precious time outside with the love of family.
That's what it's all about, boys and girls. Conservation Federation of Missouri, we're going to go out and grab the special guest, who happens to be their new events manager. We're going to talk to Tyler Swartz. Hey, Tyler, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks, Ray. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Got a house full of hillbillies in there. We're having a good time.
That's what it's all about.
Yes, sir. Hey, congratulations on your new gig, your new job with the Conservation Federation. Great group. And, of course, Brandon Butler. We could go on all day about that guy.
Absolutely. Thanks. It's been there almost a month now, and it's been good so far.
Yeah, I bet you've been a busy boy.
I have. We hit the ground running and had a couple events already and getting ready for a couple more.
Well, tell us,
it's going to be a good fall.
Yeah, tell us about a couple coming up, the Pull for Conservation, and tell us a little bit about that, what's coming up.
So the Boonville event will be July 29th. It's up at the River Hills Sporting Clays. Kirk and them guys do a great job up there east of Boonville, and it's our 11th annual.
Wow.
Sponsored by Central Electric and our friends at Bass Pro there up in Columbia. So last year we almost had 170 shooters, so we're looking
to have
that many again this year. And should be a great time. Yeah, it's always a good time when you get out and fire off some guns. So
that's cool. That's a good turnout. I didn't realize you had that many shooters.
Yeah, they do two different classes. You got either the team or you can shoot as an individual, and then we do the Lewis class system and got some great prizes.
Tell us about the Explore the Outdoor series things you're doing too.
So we have two left yet this year. We've got the Columbia and the St. Louis event. Columbia is coming up on August 12th, and we're going to be at Logboat Brewery. We're going to do some outdoor games and have a band there. Should be a pretty good event. And then also this fall we've got in October 7th, we're going to St. Louis at the Channel 9 network. Where we're going to have it, you know, in their banquets to get people all, you know, coming together to just learn about the outdoors and what Conservation Federation has to say. So it's really been a neat series so far.
Okay, that's going to be in October. We'll have to get you in the studio. Come in and join us in the studio and talk about
it. I'd love that.
That'd be great. Yeah, we have a little bit of fun in here. We're having a biscuit, a buttermilk biscuit this morning with a venison breakfast sausage with Emo's cheese and a little omelet on it. How's that sound to you?
Oh, man, that sounds pretty good.
tell some of our listeners that may not know what the Conservation Federation of Missouri, what is the Conservation Federation of Missouri?
So we're an organization. We were started in 1935, and we work on getting people outdoors. You know, our slogan is the voice for Missouri outdoors. And so we bring all these groups and organizations actually have over 90 different affiliate groups that we work with. You know, everything from deer, turkey, pheasants, pollinators, birds, bees, trees, you name it. I mean, we all come together getting people outdoors and one voice.
Good stuff. What? Give us a website.
Confedmo.org is our website, and you can go on there about any of these events that I talked about. You can get signed up, or you can learn more information, or if you want to become a member, we'd love to have you.
That's an important factor. We want people to join the Conservation Federation. One of the main reasons we like getting you guys on to not only get the exposure, get it out there to people to learn, because there's a lot of hunters and fishermen, it's hard to believe, but I run into them all the time. They don't know who you guys are, and we need to get that changed. We need to get that membership going. What do you think, Mr. Cooper?
Oh, I tell you what, I love the Conservation Federation. Back in the, must have been the 1800s, I was on their board. And I thank the world of Brandon Butler. Hey, pass this message along. I'm laying for you, Brandon. I'm looking for you. Hey, great guy.
I'll see him tomorrow. I'll tell him.
And you pass that on. You just watch him start trembling. I love that. Boy, I call him one of my sons. He's just the worst one.
The only bad thing I see about Brandon, he likes to hang with that Bobby Whitehead. You got to really watch him when those two get together.
Yeah, it's a bad
deal. The Bob father and Brandon.
Yeah,
that's trouble.
Yeah. Well, I'll fix that. I'll tell Brandon. Brandon, you know, you hang out with somebody too long, you start to look like them.
That ought to do him, man. So you do a little hunting and fishing too, right, buddy?
Yeah, I grew up in the hills and hollers along the Gasconade River,
okay.
Small town of Vienna up in Marys County. That's probably just a couple counties northwest of where you grew up in the Clarendon County there, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So you're not just one of those hired PR guys from the big city then. You've lived it. You're part of it.
Nope. Grew up in agriculture and hunting and fishing. And
Do you pick any cotton in Vienna?
He says growed up. I looked at his picture. He looks like he's about 16. How old are you, brother?
34.
Okay. Boy, you look young.
Well kept.
But well kept. Well kept, boy.
Thank you.
I like you already.
we like them pretty boys in turkey camp, right?
I didn't say that. Cooper did. He may be laughing on the outside, but he's blushing and scared on the inside.
Yeah. We'll make sure of it.
You didn't expect this kind of interview this morning, did you? Tyler.
Well, you know, I didn't know what to expect.
Okay. you mean Brandon didn't warn you about me? I can't believe that.
He set you up, man.
He set you up big time.
No, he said you'll do great. Just talk hunting, fishing with those guys and tell them what we're about, and it'll be great.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, he's right. That's exactly what we're doing. Give out the website again.
Confedmo.org.
And people can go on there, and that's how they can join the Conservation Federation.
Absolutely. You can sign up for any of our events. Join as a member and learn about all of us on that website.
Now, are these events you're having, are they open to the public? Can the public come and watch these, or is it just you got to be, what are you? What
Absolutely. Are you yeah, our event at Columbia is free to get in. It's
okay.
A log boat. And the one coming up at St. Louis, it'll be a charge because it's a fundraiser, okay. But we're going to have a auction, silent auction, and different items, and we'll have a couple special presentations that night.
See, that's cool. That's good, though. Okay. What do you think, Bill?
Hey,
fundraiser is a good thing. Got to have the fundraising.
Yeah, but put this in perspective. Since Brandon's come on board, I don't want to throw figures out there, but the budget is probably five or six times better than it was when
membership's
he started.
Up too. He works his tail off.
This boy works hard, and he's just a great package all in one. He's not only an outdoorsman, but he's great with the legislators. He's great with businesses. Hey, he's great with me. I can't believe it.
And by our interview we have this morning, he hires good people, too.
Yes, he does. Yeah, he looks for the best. So that speaks well.
All right, Tyler. Cool stuff, brother. Thanks for coming on the show with us.
Hey, I appreciate it.
We're going to get you back on. When you come to St. Louis, we're going to bring you in the studio so you can have a biscuit with us, all right?
Hey, that biscuit sounds good. I'll pick you up on that.
All right, Tyler. Thanks, Tyler. Thank you. Have a great weekend.
Hey, take care. You too, Rick.
All right. Awesome. Nice young man.
Yeah. Yep.
We wasn't too rough on him. Wait till we get to know him a little bit.
Oh, yeah. He's in
bad. It'd be bad. It'd be bad. So we go into break. Matty G? We should go. He said that would be nice. We'll see y'all on the other side.